Gord, thanks for doing this. And your club is going for a fifth straight win. Got a 2.5 game lead over the St. Louis Cardinals in the NL Central. Is it pitching? Is that what we're looking at here with your club and saying, yeah, that's why we're so hot right now?
Yeah, the starting pitching has been tremendous most of the year, but particularly over the last 3 weeks. And we've done that with a couple of pitchers that have come up from the minor leagues. Jimmy Nelson has come up and done a nice job for us, and Mike Fiers came up and struck out 14 last week in Chicago. So those fill-in guys have done a very credible job, and as a whole, our starting rotation's been probably the best part of our club.
Yeah, and you look at a seven-game road stretch, the pitching staff overall with a 2.21 ERA. Offensively, though, a hitter's only hitting for an average of 214. Is that something that's bothering you right now, or are these guys going to come around?
No, we're still one of the league leaders in the National League in runs, but we're kind of the streaky team. We'll go several games and only score a few runs, and then we'll have a breakout game like we did Sunday in Los Angeles. But, you know, there's a lot of good hitters in our lineup, a lot of good veteran hitters in our lineup, and Gomez, Braun, Ramirez as the veterans, and then some younger guys like Scooter, Jeanette at second base, and Chris Davis in the field have done a nice job. And that's without mentioning probably our biggest offensive star of the year, Jonathan Lucroy, our catcher.
Oh, absolutely. And coming off a season-high 5 RBI game, Lucroy is, and hit his first homer in more than 3 weeks, so that's got to feel good as well. But also looking at this road stretch and just coming off a 3-game sweep in L.A. versus the Dodgers, and this could possibly be a playoff opponent for you guys. Gord, does that make that that much sweeter, knowing that you went in, you swept a team that you possibly could be facing in the playoffs?
You know what? I learned long ago that your in-season record doesn't matter. And if we go back to 1991 as an example, the Blue Jays dominated the Minnesota Twins in season. And when we got to the playoffs, we couldn't beat them. So you kind of throw that out when you get into postseason. I think it's a little different now in that it does impact the seeding goes for postseason. If the season were to end today, we would, in fact, play the Dodgers. And we would be the second seed because of our head-to-head record. So there is some advantage to that. And, we feel confident being in L.A. We swept them there a couple of years ago as well. So it's a place our players enjoy playing.
Gord, you had to be disappointed to lose Matt Garza to injury. But tonight's starter has replaced him in Mike Fiers. He's 2-0 with a 0.64 ERA in two starts. Boy, you have to be more than thrilled with that kind of effort in replacing a veteran like Garza.
Yeah, and he had a good year for us a couple of years ago, then went off the rails with some health issues a year ago, and has come back very strong, had a great year in AAA this year. Very deceptive, not a guy that overpowers you with the velocity, but has a lot of pitching know-how, very deceptive delivery. And, you know, Matt Garza is making a lot of progress on his oblique strain, and hopefully he'll be back very soon, because, you know, experience is something that going down the stretch in September you really want to rely on.
And looking at your leader in wins, Willie Peralta, and thankfully the Blue Jays are not going to be facing him in this quick 2-game set, but Peralta with 15 wins, did you expect that kind of production from Peralta?
Well, you know, we don't really, wins are great, and clearly somebody has to get a W at the end of the day, but more importantly for us with Willie is his strikeout rate, his walk rate, those are the kind of things he needed to work on. He's got power stuff, he has a lot of ability, he's been in the right place at the right time this year to get the wins, but more importantly, he's just been a much more consistent pitcher for us.
In looking at your saves leader, 38 saves, Francisco Rodriguez, and looking at him, and of course, throughout his career, you've gotten to know him, and seeing him come back into the fold with your organization and be as successful as he is. Talk about the season that he's had.
Well, he's just been dominating this year. It's his third tour of duty with the Brewers. We had him in 2011 as a setup man, then he came back last year as a also as a setup man and part-time closer with Jim Henderson, and this year he's been the closer. He's just really learned. He doesn't have the overpowering stuff anymore in terms of velocity, but it's good enough. He's in a low 90s guy, but he has an unbelievable changeup, and he has ice water in his veins. And I think really that is his strength, is the fact that he relishes this pressure and this setting and keeps the hitters off balance.
My goodness, Gore, time flies, because it's been like over a decade since you've been with the Milwaukee Brewers organization. Can you believe it's been this long?
12 seasons. No, it goes by in a hurry.
Incredible. It's incredible. Made the playoffs twice with Milwaukee so far. Looking over at your time with the Milwaukee Brewers, those are the two things that, or maybe the one thing, looking at the playoff success that you've had in a couple of years, is that what you deem most proud with the Brewers organization?
Well, clearly you play the game to make the postseason, yeah, and hopefully win the World Series, but I think more... or just as much as that, just the fact that this club has established a new reputation. It's a place where players like to play. Not obviously all of the bells and whistles of some of the major markets, but it's a great ballpark, a very supportive community. We'll probably draw close to 3 million again this year. And from a reputation point of view, I think we've reestablished that the Brewers franchise is a competitor, and that's a good thing.